Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
When we say feel good,
we mean you listen to the show
to uplift your life
and feel good.
You are living Andy Makondwana.
Hallelujah.
The champion of feel good
is on Kaya 959.
Right now.
So walk with me on this one. Let's hold hands, in fact. If your mind was a smartphone and all the apps on the smartphone were your thoughts, what apps would be the ones running in the background? You know, the ones that drain your battery and you don't know what's happening in the background. Those ones. So what would those thoughts be? Think about the thoughts that are always lingering in the background. They usually are quite the existential and philosophical, you know, thoughts that you have about, you know, will I have another baby? Do I want to get married? Those thoughts that are always in the back of your mind. And then think of your homepage. What apps will be on your own homepage? These are the thoughts that are of priority to you. These are the thoughts that, you know, you consistently are thinking about every single day. And then think of the apps that you keep forgetting that you actually have. Those are the thoughts that you always say you're going to come back to. Yeah, Bonang, I'll do it. I need to know. I just want to see in your mind what's happening. So your background thoughts maybe could be about you maybe changing careers. It's a lingering thought. You keep putting in the back, but it just keeps popping up saying, should we? Shan't we? Hey? Then in your homepage, your priority thoughts. Maybe you're thinking of, you know, getting your child ready for the new school year, what's happening with Christmas preparations, etc., etc. And then we get into the things that you keep saying you're going to keep coming back to. That means you going back to school. You keep saying, yeah, Bonang, I'll do it every year. It's 2025 now. You've been saying that for 10 years. Am I getting personal? Hey, it is what it is. We all get there, okay? So if your mind was a smartphone, answer me these three questions. What are the thoughts that are lingering in the background? The thoughts that are priority, that are pretty much on your homepage, and then the thoughts that you keep forgetting. The ones that, you know, that keep, you know, coming back and you think, yeah, I'm going to get to that. What's on your mind?
Send a feel-good voice note.
063-6880.
Let's feel good.
959.
We're talking apps. If your mind was a smartphone and your apps were your thoughts, what are the thoughts that are running in the background, the ones that drain the battery? Yeah. And then what thoughts are on the homepage? Then what are those thoughts that you keep forgetting about, but they keep coming back in the most inopportune moments? And you keep saying to yourself, yeah, I'm going to get to that. So what's in your mind, Jose Yame?
Well, Andy, the most active app would be the GPS one, checking for traffic.
Yeah.
Checking the estimated time of arrival because I'm that girl. I estimate the time. I'd rather arrive on the dot. And then the procrastinated app would be the, Leo-ish. Wanna study, wanna
Nazo.
Do this and that.
Nazo.
The banking app is active, but it's not budgeting, it's not saving money.
Yeah.
So, and then the maybe shopping apps are there for viewing and browsing and eye shopping.
I'm sure you're so, just viewing and browsing.
I would say that is what is happening.
Uh-huh.
Bonang, I will do it. That's me. For the past 4 years or 5 years or so, I've been ready to give motherhood a chance. And every year, I find a reason, because you know what? I don't want kids. But then something always lingers in me to say, you know what? You can't die without, you know, give it a try. But I keep on postponing. I'll do it. I'll stop preventing. But do I stop? Nope. I don't even miss my dates. Do you say lady?
But you know what, Knox, I don't blame you, because it is a permanent decision. So you do need to give it some considerable thought. I would even say maybe go and speak to whether it's a therapist or maybe a family planning therapist. Somebody can help you to have the right questions in mind and to also answer that for you. But in the meantime, Bonang, I'll do it.
Because? Yeah, Bonang, I'll do it.
Send a feel good voice note.
063-6880.
Let's feel good.
959.
We're talking about your mind. If your mind was a smartphone, the apps were your thoughts. What are the thoughts that are running in the background? The thoughts on your homepage and the thoughts that you keep forgetting about, saying, yeah, I'm going to come back, but you just never do. Scollywood?
So one of my priority apps would probably be like a fitness app, bro. Because I at least got to exercise in the morning, and then at least got to play soccer with the boys once a week indoor. And
oh,
then
nice.
The calendar app is going to be very necessary. But it has to have like a reminder setting. On some of your bro, you need to fulfill this assignment. You need to get to this appointment. You need to meet with these people. You need to do this because like it's a lot. But I'm not complaining because sure, let it be even more.
That better even more.
Okay, me now, you're go busy on my mind. It's so busy. What's on my mind? Is okay, we're getting paid soon, so should I buy a bed or should I pay for accommodation for a vacation? And then, okay, stationary, am I gonna do it this weekend or next week? And then, who on their right mind makes an appointment at Home Affairs more December? Yo, so now I need to go to a Home Affairs next week. Yes, I booked the appointment already. Yo, I go busy.
Hi. Jeez, man, you know what's constantly at the back of my mind? And not that I'm attracting it, you know, because our thoughts sometimes become a reality. That's I'm thinking of my girls, because I'm always on the road and all of that. Should anything happen to me, you know, I'm thinking, how will my girls cope? How will my girls survive? You know, this past weekend, my little one, Waruna Maluleke, was graduating, and now she's going to a proper school and all of that. And out of all the fathers, I was the only one who was so teary, and at best, you know, I couldn't help it, you know, but cry like a little girl, tears of joy, because I'm looking at my little one. I'm like, you're so grown, you know. And that's what's constantly at the back of my head. Should anything happen to me, how will my girls cope?
You know what? These thoughts are good and bad. One, because thoughts also, you create life from your thoughts. But then also, you can also now create provisions for your child. So what are we doing to prepare your child for when eventually it happens that you are not here? But let's not create it from our own thoughts. If your mind was a smartphone, your thoughts are your apps. What's on your mind? Pop me a message.
Send a feel good voice note.
063-6880.
Let's feel good.
959.
We're talking about if your mind was a smartphone and the apps on that smartphone were your thoughts. What is on your mind? Mr. T, I want to end off with you.
Yo, inga chema le phone. Inga shisa njalo kanga lehlale nduma icheme hlezi kakekile.
Hi, Dumi Atamaya Marawena, Mr. T. You know, there's a lot happening. There's really a lot. You're planning for December. You're planning for festive. You're wrapping up the work year. You're trying to get the kids ready for next year, but of course also trying to plan for them to also have a good festive. Kuningi, kuningi. Inga chema le phone. Inga chema.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.